Yo, yo, it's about 4:25 on the West Coast right now. You know what I'm saying? Smooth Sundays. I got the day off today. Feeling good, man. You know what I'm saying? It's been a minute since I caught up with y'all. It's been a lot going on, a lot that I'm happy about. And I'm ready to tell y'all, catch y'all up on what's going on and where we moving next. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead, grab something, grab a joint, grab a drink. You know what I'm saying? Let's get comfy, let's get cozy, and let's get into it. Let's go.
In the barbershop, her and her crew having lunch on the rooftop. One of them got a little crush, so they invite me out. Chicken and waffles, order rosé by the glass. Not me, I want the bottle, you can put it on.
Yeah, man. Welcome back, y'all. Welcome back to the True Truly channel. I am the one and only Ashley Von Shea, a.k.a. AV. And Life is Grand is out. Available now everywhere. Thank you guys so much for all of the feedback that I've been getting on that shit, man. I did not expect it. I honestly thought I was just gonna post that shit and, you know, everybody just ignore it, or, you know what I'm saying, everybody just kind of like whatever. But nah, it was a really good release day, dog. My first release day, you know what I'm saying, official release day. You know, it was a good feeling, you know what I'm saying? Somebody asked me, you know, how you feel, you know what I'm saying? How's your day been going, you know what I mean? And I'm like, yo, I wish I can do this every fucking month, you know what I'm saying? Which I probably will try to do, you know what I mean? Like, that shit felt like my fucking birthday, dog, you know? Just all the congratulations and the kind words and the, you know, oh, Ash, man, I'm surprised, I'm impressed, you know what I'm saying? Like, they telling me, you know, it inspired them, you know, they feel motivated, you know, that's everything that I honestly wanted to hear, you know, coming from, you know, this mixtape. And I'm glad I was able to uplift people for a quick minute, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, so if you haven't listened to Life is Grand, go ahead, this everywhere, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, wherever you may listen to music or wherever you may stream music, man, go ahead and give that a listen, you know what I'm saying? It was a long time coming. I think I started working on this project probably like in the beginning of March. I'm lying like a motherfucker. I started working on this project like... original drop date was gonna be in August, but that didn't happen, you know what I'm saying? I was nowhere near ready, you know what I'm saying? I started working on it maybe like late summer, you know what I'm saying? So maybe like late July, you know what I'm saying? And the process has been so fucking... It's been a road, it's been a journey, you know what I'm saying? When it comes down to studio time and, you know, artwork and, you know, beats and, you know, writing the music. It was a lot going on, you know, and on top of that, I still got a full-fledged fucking 9-to-5, you know what I'm saying, which is basically the foundation of the tape, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's definitely made for those who are trying to make ends meet, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, life is still grand, you know what I'm saying? No matter what life may throw at you, whether you're up, you're down, there's always something to look forward to, which makes life grand, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically the whole gist of the tape. Just a quick little pick-me-up, man, you know what I'm saying? I want people to understand that, you know, the present is the present for a reason, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, that's the whole gist of the tape. If you haven't listened to it again, like, go ahead, man, give it a quick spin. It's a 5-song EP, nothing too major, nothing, you know, nothing too long-winded at all, straight to the point, you know what I'm saying? So, go ahead, man, you know what I'm saying? If you follow me on IG at shortrapash_, you know, comment, DM me, leave me some feedback, man, I would appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? But now that I caught y'all up on that, you know, now we're getting ready to... you know, move forward in the next steps, you know what I'm saying? Like, I spent so much money, you know, creating the mixtape or the EP. And now I'm I gotta take that same concept, that same amount of money, and I gotta back it, you know what I'm saying, and promote it and market it, you know what I'm saying, get it in front of more and more people, you know, get more people listening to it. So that's the part, that's the like official next step that I'm working on right now. Shit, I gotta fucking, you know, get into visuals, you know what I'm saying. I'm thinking about getting a couple videos out there, you know, or you know, some type of creative way, you know. It's time to, you know, get in front of the camera and you know, let people see my face a little, and you know, attach a face to the voice, shall I say. You know, that's very important. But yeah, that's what's on my mind right now as far as what's coming up next. Just music videos, promoting, you know, just marketing. That's probably like the immediate next thing. So definitely excited for that. You know, stay on the lookout, keep bearing with me, you know, things take time. And yeah, man, that's what's going on right now. Yeah. Happiness is not what makes you grateful, but being grateful is what makes you happy. But yeah, other than that, you know what I'm saying? We've been doing really good. I got my Twitter back. We back on Twitter. Same handle, you know what I'm saying? Shortrapash_, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, go ahead, follow me. You know, we just on there promoting the mixtape right now, but we, you know, it's gonna grow into a full-fledged Twitter, I guess. Big shout out to Jazz. You know, that's my homegirl. I gotta take a moment and show her some love, you know what I'm saying? Jazz is really the one that kind of put the fire under my ass, you know what I'm saying, to drop the Life is Grand mixtape. You know, she's been a good friend throughout this whole process, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were out one night, you know what I'm saying, and we was grabbing some dinner and shit, you know, and you know, we just kind of chopping it up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm telling her, I'm like, oh my God, Jazz, like, I still got 2 more songs to record, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, this shit's already taking up so much money for me already. And, you know, I honestly don't see this coming out anytime soon or whatever case may be. I was just kind of worrying about, you know, the music, you know, being an artist. And she just kind of was, you know, listening to me. And then all of a sudden, you know, she just got, you know, she was just calm about it. She was like, yo, why don't you, I mean, instead of doing all of that, why don't you just put out what you have? And I was like, damn. I don't know why it clicked in that moment, but it did. You know what I'm saying? Like, the light bulb came on. I'm like, you know what, Jeff? That sounds like a good fucking idea. Why not release what I have instead of stressing out about it? You know what I'm saying? I got a pretty good, you know, it's 5 song deep, you know what I'm saying? For nobody to know who I am, like, you know, that's you know, that's pretty good, you know. So big shout out to Jazz. Make sure y'all follow her on IG. I think her IG is called Miss Worth Butter. I think that's what it is, Miss Worth Butter. BUTTA as in butter. You know, so yeah, go ahead, show her some love, man. She really pushed me to really just go ahead and drop it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, fuck it, Jazz. I'm gonna get this shit mixed and mastered tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Thanks for all that, Jazz. I appreciate it. What else, man? What else can I tell y'all, man? It's been so long since we caught up. I think the last time I was here, I was talking about my little tolerance break and how that was going. Since then, you know, it's, you know, I've been cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing, you know. The IV is still in rotation, you know what I'm saying? We got, but it's definitely controlled though, you know what I'm saying? We ain't out here smoking out of control like how we used to, just cause, you know. You know, everything in moderation, you feel me? Balance is the key. But yeah, ever since then, man, we just been, you know, doing our thing and you know, taking it one day at a time, you know, taking breaks when fucking needed, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, man, but it feels good to be back, you know, talking to y'all. Right now I'm just kind of, you know, I had the day off today, so I'm just kind of recharging right now, you know what I'm saying? It's been a long ass work week. I was working out there in Glendale, much love to Glendale. You know, but it's very busy out there, you know what I'm saying? Great city, you know. But when you work in a 9-to-5 life, you know, that shit get a little hectic out there. But it's been a good week, very successful, very productive, you know what I'm saying? So today I'm just kind of kicking back talking to y'all, really, and just kind of brainstorming on, you know, where we should move next, you know what I'm saying? There is going to be another Life is Grand mixtape. There is going to be another EP, or like a volume 2 to the Life is Grand. But right now, I think I'm going to hold off on that. I'm not going to drop that like right away. That whole Life is Grand was like a moment, or like a mood, you know what I'm saying? Like a motivational, ambitious mood, you know what I mean? I'm not even going to lie to y'all. I'm not the same person I was during the summer. You know what I'm saying? Even now, when I listen to Life is Grand right now, I'm like, ooh. Like, I can tell where my mindset was, you know what I'm saying? But even since then, in that short amount of time, like, my mindset has already shifted into something else, you know what I'm saying? Something better, of course, you know what I'm saying? Greater, you know? We grow consistently, you feel me? But, so I don't want to rush in and do a part 2 or a volume 2. And it doesn't live up to his expectations, you know what I'm saying? I want that to really, you know, I want to capture some really good things, you know what I'm saying? That title means so much to me, Life is Grand. So it's like, you know, before I put out part 2, I really want to live a little more, you know, experience a little more and see, you know, come back a few months later and see where I am mentally, you know what I'm saying? But right now, I think as far as the music, I think I'm just going to kind of brainstorm on another tape, you know what I'm saying? Different title, different concept, you know what I'm saying? A whole different vibe. I was talking to my homeboy Hillel, you know, right now we're drafting beats and, you know, just trying to figure out where the vibe is moving forward musically. I honestly want to get into like more specific concepts, you know, telling a little bit more stories. Yeah, you know, just capturing different types of moments. Like today, I've been kicking back today. Not even gonna lie to y'all. I've been kicking back today, and I know I watch a lot of movies, you know what I'm saying? One genre of movies that I always love to watch is like the mafia movies and, you know, big crime drama movies, you know, with those, you know, those mob figures and stuff like that. That that's always been like one of my favorite pastimes, you know what I'm saying? I love mob movies, you know, Goodfellas, you know, The Irishman, fucking, you know, The Godfather trilogy, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, things like that, you know? But recently, you know what I'm saying? I've been in this rom-com type of binge, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I like the way that's kind of going for me right now. It's something lighthearted, you know what I'm saying? You know, rom-coms, you know, mostly, you know, that's like a woman thing, you know what I'm saying? You know, as women, we love the rom-coms. But however, there's so many other rom-coms out there that are like, you know, geared toward, you know what I'm saying, the more masculine side as well. So it's like, I'm really kind of, you know, digging in that, you know what I'm saying? I'm researching, you know what I'm saying, a lot of, different type of rom-coms, you know, like Knocked Up and That Awkward Moment, you know what I'm saying? Like, rom-coms like that, the 40-year-old version, you know what I mean? Like, you know, those ones that, you know, people probably don't consider rom-coms, but it's like, it's, you know, it's literally a rom-com, you know? And, so yeah, I'm just kind of kicking back, brainstorming on those. I think that's the type of direction I kind of want to go in and, you know, just capture all the gems that the rom-coms, you know, that they share with us, you know. So yeah, that's where my mindset is right now. And I say rom-coms because specifically I feel like I'm living in my own rom-com, you know what I'm saying, in my head, you know, not even in my head, but like just my life, everything that's going on in my life right now, you know. It's the 9-to-5, it's the relationships, it's the friendships, you know, it's the partying, it's the celebrating, it's people growing, people separating, people coming together, like, it's so many things, it's the sex, it's, you know what I'm saying, like, it's so many things. I feel like I'm living in my own little dramedy, or like rom-com, sitcom type of thing, you know. Like I was telling Raven the other day, in my mind, I'm like in my own Sex in the City entourage, you know. That's just how I feel, you know what I'm saying? Every day at work, you know, it's an episode, you know what I'm saying? You know, love life, you know, that's an episode, you know, platonic life, social life, like, that's an episode, like, so, that's where my mind is right now. That's what's keeping me afloat. That's what's keeping me positive, honestly, you know. I'm ahead, I'm in the game, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm out here living, working, celebrating all my success and even my failures and learning my lessons, and you know what I'm saying, like that's where I am right now, you know. So it's one big show or movie in my head right now. So that's why I'm looking into rom-coms and things like that. I'm getting inspiration at the moment, you know, so I can kind of express what I'm going through in that type of rom-com-y type of way, if that makes any sense. But yeah, man, that's probably where I'm gonna take it, you know. It's like promoting the mixtape Life is Grand. I mean, like I said before, that's something that I'm gonna be constantly promoting, you know, for the next few months. I probably won't even get back in the studio until I probably won't even get back in the studio until it's definitely gonna be 2022, because I mean, we're in December right now, and I'm gonna use the rest of this December to goddamn, you know, it's promoting season for me. So yeah, probably won't even be ready to jump back into the studio until, you know, I'm gonna just say 2022, you know what I'm saying. Don't know when, but you know, we're working on that one day at a time, you know what I'm saying. So yeah. But outside of all that, you know, I've been, you know, we still sipping the rosé. You know, you know, we have Wine Wednesdays at the crib still. We missed last week, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, we took a break. But, yeah, man, you know, the lifestyle is still grand over here. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the Rubies, you know. We got to get our Christmas things together. Yes, let's jump into that, honestly. Like, holiday season, man. I hope everybody had a good Thanksgiving, dog. Like, my Thanksgiving was really, it was a little different. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Like, it was a little different. I spent literally the day of the holiday, you know, I spent it by myself. And I, you know, I just kind of took it easy, you know what I'm saying? I didn't really feel like being around any crowd or nothing like that this year for some reason. But I, you know, I had good food. There was definitely good food involved. Like, don't get it twisted. But, throughout the day, I actually went to go see House of Gucci. And before anybody say anything, you know, there's a lot of reviews on it right now. I go to YouTube and I'm like, God damn, ain't nobody like the movie. A lot of people didn't really like it, you know what I'm saying? But me personally, I thought it was okay, you know what I'm saying? I think it definitely could have been better, you know what I'm saying? It has its issues, I guess, you know what I'm saying? And I think, you know, whatever people are saying online, I mean, you know, a lot of people are making valid points. But however, you know, I'm no movie critic, and you know, I'm not really like, the movie has to be super terrible for me to be like, oh, fuck no, fuck this, you know what I'm saying? But I thought it was really good, you know. There were certain parts that I wish they kind of dug into a little more, but, you know, I guess, you know, coming from a brand, you know what I'm saying, the Gucci brand, you know, I guess, you know, there was so much that they had to capture, so much, you know what I'm saying, so many things in a time frame that they had to capture, You know, I guess, you know, it just kind of seemed a little rush in certain things. Or maybe they just want to specifically focus on, you know, just Mauricio and Patrizia. I think that's how you say her name, Patrizia. I don't even know how to say it. Forgive me if I'm saying it wrong, but I think they just kind of wanted to focus on their story specifically, instead of, like, you know, the long history that Gucci has. They fucked up with my boy Paolo, though. I'ma just put that out there. Paolo was the vision. Paolo was the visionary, dog. And you know, honestly, it's something that we see constantly. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I think that's in every entity or organization or family, even. You know, like, if you haven't seen the movie, sorry, you know, go watch the movie, and I will prepare, you know what I'm saying, like, to be honest, be prepared, because it's like, it's almost 3 hours long, so just be prepared for that. But right now, you know, I'm going to go into it, I'm going to dive into it a little bit, so if you haven't seen it, you know what I'm saying, you don't like spoilers or whatever the case may be, go ahead, fast forward, I'll be talking about something else. But for now, they, like I said, they fucked up with Paolo, man. Like, Paolo had the... I think his name was Paolo or Pablo. Was it Paolo? I think it was Paolo. You know what I'm saying? Paolo was definitely you know, head in the clouds type of person. You know, I'm an artiste. I am a designer. I am, you know, the vibes. He had all the vibes. But what I respected most was the vision that he had for the company. You know what I'm saying? Which today, you can still see Paolo's vision within the brand. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, oh, so this is where, you know what I'm saying, this look comes from. This is the inspiration behind these pairings, that, you know how sometimes Gucci will pair things together. I'm like, it was from Paolo. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was beautiful, dog. But the family at the time just wasn't hearing Paolo. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta watch the movie. You know what I'm saying? The Paolo story, I felt for Paolo. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the Gucci family in general, you know, I felt for the whole family. Such a long history. You know, a lot of these brands, you know, such a long history, and a lot of them come from very, like, dark history. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like dark stories, you know. But I mean, if you're not into fashion, or, you know, if you're not into designer, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure you won't care, you know. But, yeah, man, much love to Gaga, because that's really why I went to see the movie, you know. Big fan of Gaga's acting. I love when she takes on these different characters. She's amazing. She did her thing, you know what I'm saying, hands down, did her thing. I can't even, there's nothing I can pick apart or even complain about, you know. Which some people do. Like I said, some people are very hard movie critics, you know. Me personally, I'm going to just tell you what I enjoy, everything else, all the things that I didn't enjoy, whatever, you know what I'm saying, like, tomato, tomato, like, you go see it for yourself. But no, that's how I spent my Thanksgiving. I went to the movies, and I saw that movie, and it was really, I had a good time. You know, it was peaceful, it was quiet, you know, it was a good day. Thanksgiving was a really good day, you know what I'm saying? And I ended the day with a lot of food, and, you know what I'm saying, like, a lot of weed, a lot of wine, you know. So Thanksgiving was really good for me, you know. I hope it was very well for you guys, you know what I'm saying. You can drop it in my comments, DM me, tell me how your holidays were, man. Tell me how that was, man. Because we still in the middle of the holidays, you know. We honestly just turning up, you know. Christmas is on the way, you know. We probably getting ready to decorate around here a little bit, which I'm excited about, because last year we didn't have a tree in the house. So this year we're going to try to get a little tree, and we're going to see what it do. You know what I'm saying? Get the Christmas vibes right, you know. So yeah, man, y'all, I don't know. Give me some Christmas ideas. What y'all got going on? Any parties, anything going on? What y'all eating? What y'all drinking? What y'all sipping? What's, you know, I'm honestly thinking about, you know, every year I make some type of cider. You know, I like eggnog, but, you know, you got to be careful with that eggnog sometimes. Sometimes it don't really, it don't do your stomach right sometimes. You know, be real, you know, you got to know yourself. Be real careful with the eggnog. But as far as like the cider, you know what I'm saying? I love me some cider. Yes, in December, you know, it's not just a November thing or October thing. Like, no, it's just a fall winter thing for me. Like, I'm making the cider all winter, you know what I'm saying? So I might do some cider, little apple cider, you know what I'm saying, and see how that works. Yeah, man, the holidays, I'm excited, you know what I'm saying? New Year's Eve, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what I'm doing just yet, but I'm gonna have on a tuxedo. I know that's for sure. Don't know where I'm going, but I'm gonna have a tuxedo. Even if I gotta sit in the house and pop wine by my damn self, we gonna be in a tuxedo. Because that's just the vibe for New Year's Eve. But speaking of New Year's Eve, like, that's my favorite holiday. You know, outside of Halloween, New Year's Eve vibes are everything to me. Everything and more, you know. That's honestly, that's the best time I see people treat each other, to be quite honest. You know what I'm saying? New Year's Eve, everybody's so thankful, everybody's so grateful that they made it, and you know what I'm saying, appreciating one another. Like, you know, we nice to each other for about a good week in the new year. And then that shit goes back to normal, nigga. You know, but yeah, man, there's a lot, I'm pretty sure there's a lot of good shit going on for the holidays, and I'm pretty sure y'all got a lot of good shit going on too. But yeah, what else, man? What else? Oh, I told you I was working in Glendale this week, and you know, Glendale has some nice food spots out there. They really do. You can't see everything. Me personally, I like to be in the area for about a good 2 weeks, so I can kind of just take in everything, take in the sights, see what type of food that they got to offer. You know what I'm saying? What's the best food spot? You know what I'm saying? All that jazz. But there's a little spot in the food court right in the Galleria, you know what I mean, with the there's a sushi spot. I don't know the name. I never know the names of these places when I come to y'all and tell y'all about them, and I feel bad because I know them at the time, but then like when I'm sitting down talking to y'all recording this shit, I always forget the name. So I'll get back to y'all on the name. But however, just know if you're in the Galleria, it's right in the food court. I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been there. If you're listening to this, I'm pretty sure a lot of people have been there. But it's a little sushi restaurant, you know, and they got the, it's a little revolving sushi restaurant. They got the sushi on the, like a belt, you know what I'm saying? And it's rotating all around the restaurant, and you just pick it up, pick the ones that you want, and, you know, you tap it on the screen, and, you know what I'm saying? It's almost like a self-serve type thing, but they just keep the sushi rolling on the belt, you know what I'm saying? It's revolving all around you, so all you gotta do, they reload it, and you just grab and go, you know what I'm saying? They make it fun, you know. So yeah, that's where I was one day last week. It's nice. I thought it was really cute, you know. It's a good place to take the kids, you know. It keeps them engaged, you know what I'm saying? Like, keeps a lot of people engaged. And it's pretty cheap, you know what I'm saying? It's pretty cheap. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's not the best sushi in the world, but it for what you're paying for, you know what I'm saying, you get what you pay for. You're actually paying for the atmosphere. You're really paying for the atmosphere more than anything. But like I said, it's a cute little place, you know, little place for the kids. You want to take them, enjoy themselves, quick little lunch date, whatever you want to do, you know what I'm saying. Sushi restaurant in the Glendale Galleria. Yeah, It was cool. It was a nice little fun spot. I wish you well, though. They say, it's a tunnel vision, let's get it. But yeah, man. You know, it's always a pleasure, you know, talking to y'all and letting y'all know what's going on and telling y'all all my leisurely things that I do throughout the day. You know, hope that, you know, makes y'all go out a lot more and enjoy your time, you know. You know, don't never be afraid to just go out and explore, because nobody else wants to go with you, or you don't have nobody to go with, or whatever the case may be. You know, sometimes you don't have people to go with, sometimes you're gonna be dolo, you know what I'm saying? And honestly, being dolo are the best times. I'm not even gonna lie to you, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, you know. But you know, going out with friends is always a good thing too, you know. Yeah, man. Y'all know I don't hold y'all too long. You know, I'm here. I'm in and out with it, you feel me? You know, right now, we just gonna continue. We took a pause for a second on the rom-commies. But we're gonna continue throughout the day. For the rest of the day, we're gonna continue that, with that and brainstorm a little more, get a little more inspiration of how I wanna go about this next mixtape. I can't wait to start getting to work again. You know, once again, y'all, thank you so much for all the love and support on LIG. Life is grand. You know what I'm saying? It's everywhere once again. If you haven't listened to it, go give it a listen. It's the smoothest 10 minutes of your life. I promise. You know what I'm saying? And don't be afraid to hit me up. Let me know how y'all feel about it. Give me your feedback. I'm here for all the feedback. You know what I'm saying? Here for all the feedback and all the love, baby. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. Y'all be easy. Keep taking care of yourselves. Take care of each other. And I see y'all when I see y'all. If you see me in the streets, say okay. Peace.